I get to spend a little time this morning on a Community Connection with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care, and it is September already. Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. I'm loving this cooler weather.
Yeah.
I don't want to complain. We can photocopy this for a month or two, and I'd be really okay with that.
Oh, well, so. I'll put your reservation down, see how it works out.
See how it goes. So we are doing wonderful. I just cannot believe it's September. I think we've talked about that every month, how has it already been another month?
Didn't we just do the barbecue a couple of weeks ago?
It feels like I just wrapped it up, absolutely. But we're in September, and, you know, for us, that kind of kicks off an exciting time at Elder Care. We try, September, October are pretty busy for us, and so we're kind of all running around with a buzz of hopefully having lots of people in our building here soon.
Sound like a good idea. You have space for a lot of people.
We do. If you've never been to our building, we're going to give you a lot of opportunity to do that over the next couple weeks for sure.
Well, you already missed the open house. So.
Well, no, actually, we haven't
missed.
That
was on Monday, which wasn't on Monday because Monday was a holiday.
Absolutely. Yeah, September is that weird time where everyone's like, are you having it? Are you not having it? But we do. We just move it to the second Monday in September. So it's actually this upcoming Monday. That would be September 11th. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great time to come out and take a tour of the building, especially the Daybreak area. It's a wonderful time if you've never been over there to see what Daybreak really looks like, get to see all the participants kind of doing what they do on a daily basis and to ask questions. It's the time we kind of open the door and you get to walk through and have that opportunity. So it's a great time. It starts at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. We try not to do it too early in the morning. And we do provide coffee and some kind of baked good as a reason that you had to be there at 10.
That sounds like a really good reason to me. Feed them and they will come.
That's our hope. Plus, especially this time of year, it's always a little bit nice to have something warm, you know, as the mornings are a little chill.
Yeah, well, so. It's nice when you open the door and you haven't even stepped inside yet, but the cinnamon rolls or whatever you're having that particular day just kind of hit you in the nose, you know?
Yeah, and so we do these open houses every month. So if you can't make it to this one, you can come any month. It's usually the first Monday
just
of every month.
Just claim Alzheimer's and say, I forgot everything from last month. I got to go again.
Yes. Absolutely. You come as many times. We love to see people. And if you know, look, I have something every Monday, and there's just no way. We always tell people, come anytime. If someone's available, we'll give you a tour, kind of one-on-one, or schedule something. Maybe you and a couple friends want to come check it out or something. We can do that too. So don't let that stop you from coming to check out our building and walk around and see what we do. But that Monday one's kind of nice if you have a couple minutes and come by and get to check it out.
Well, and you're going to see more than just Daybreak, though. I mean, you take them all through to, I don't know, the physical therapy and everything else, right?
Yeah, I mean, we do. We will take you and talk a little bit about physical therapy, our senior health clinic. You'll get to go see the dining room area where we do all of our Golden Opportunities events,
feed
like our big dinners.
Come, yeah.
Yeah, feed them and they will come, absolutely. So you're going to see more of the building, get to talk about all the programs we have. So it's not just Daybreak, but Daybreak's one of those places you can't just walk into anytime and see, so you kind of need to have an escort, and so it's just an easy time to do that with a staff member.
Well, it was one of your early, you know, the programs that kind of built Elder Care, you know.
Yeah, it was one of our foundation programs, and it still is today after well over 30 years, and we see people over there all the time. And what it is, I mean, we're talking a little bit about Daybreak. It's an adult day health center. So it's a place where people can come one day a week, 5 days a week, have activities to do, be able to engage your mind. You know, it's something so important when you get older. Well, really anytime, but as you get older. Also socialization, you know, have an opportunity to be around other people, especially if maybe you live on your own. If you're a widow or you know, you just moved here and it's you and a spouse and you're kind of alone. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to be able to kind of force yourself into that situation.
Well, most of us, through a work career, we've been around people, usually buildings full of people, you know, every day for work. And then, like you said, you find yourself, first of all, retired, so it may be just you and a spouse or maybe not a spouse anymore. You need that interaction with people.
Absolutely. And then and they talk so much and so many different studies nowadays that socialization, it is key to so many things. Mm-hmm. People who are lonely tend to be more prone to dementia. dementia, depression, lack of physical activity. So therefore, your joints hurt. You're not as active as you were. You don't think that. You're like, well, it doesn't matter if I haven't really seen anybody much the last couple of weeks. But in the long run, it's going to make such a big deal. And so that's one thing we push in so many of our programs is socialization. Get out, get moving, and get to know people, because that has more benefit than you can ever imagine.
Well, it does. And just you know, you're not only seeing people, you're talking with people, but sooner or later you're going to shake hands, or it's the part of the touch thing too, as far as, you know, just touching another person, to shaking hands, whatever it might be. It's another health benefit there along the way.
So, absolutely. Yeah. And so Daybreak can provide that socialization. Yeah. Our Golden Opportunities is another wonderful program for that ability to get out and do things, learn things. And so actually at the end of September, I think it's September 28th, we're having our monthly Golden Hour. That's always the fourth Thursday of every month, and September is always our anniversary month. So we'll be celebrating 11 years of that program.
That does not seem possible.
It doesn't seem possible already, but we're thrilled. So we encourage you to come join, join us for that evening, get some food, meet some new people. Plus, our new brochure will come out, and it's going to talk about all the new trips we have in October, November, December, and all the educational things that you can take part in.
It sounds like a great deal, and of course, that time, that last quarter of the year, whether we're talking about just getting out to see the scenery as the leaves change and fall, and then as we get into the Christmas holiday season, it's a matter of, you know, I don't know, going to see the lights or whatever you got planned. And I'm not trying to open the box and look inside Pandora's box and see what's there yet, but it, you've always got something good planned for.
Yeah, the holidays is always a really fun time for me, because we get to kind of look at it and try and have trips that kind of give you those experiences and those things you want to do during the holiday time. You want to go out and you want to see Christmas lights, or you want to go hear some Christmas carols or see something like that. And we definitely are going to try and always provide you with some kind of opportunity to do that as a group, because I'm sorry, it's not fun to go look at those things by yourself.
No,
you can come with us.
There are more and more people who choose not to drive at night, and I'm sorry, that's when the lights look best. So
exactly. So you just come with me. That's what I always tell everyone. Let me take care of the driving. You just enjoy the lights. You know, one part of our Golden Opportunities program is education. We offer educational classes, whether that's a art class or a history class or a cooking class. And so we always have those going on throughout the year. But September is a really great time for us too, because we push our education just a little bit farther outside of that Golden Opportunities program. And we offer what's called the Senior Strategy Seminars.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, those are free seminars that we'll offer the next three Tuesdays in September. So tomorrow's our first one, and then the rest of the Tuesdays this month. And they are seminars that we have partnered with people in the community to offer out educational things we feel like will be beneficial. They usually focus around some kind of health or current event or something that's going on. So like tomorrow, which is September, or next, not tomorrow. See, I'm on Friday. Look at me.
It's the Monday holiday.
It does. Tuesday the 12th. So that would be this upcoming Tuesday. Our actual director of physical therapy is going to come out, and he's going to talk about a program called Movement is Medicine. And that by making sure that you're moving, you're going to get most out of your life. And so he's going to focus on how to feel better, how to have more energy, how to improve your health in general through movement, through exercise, whether that's at home, whether that's in a class, what you can do intentionally to increase those things, to feel better and to just have more. Who doesn't want to feel better and have more energy throughout the day?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those are goals I think we could say nearly everybody would want to have. Now, and I think, you know, when you talk about movement, the immediate reaction is, oh, she's going to have us exercising and huffing and puffing and all that aerobic stuff. And that's good for you, but that's not necessarily the only thing you can do.
No, and that's what Josh is going to talk about, is that sometimes that movement is just something that you intentionally do. Maybe it's that you've decided to park a little bit farther away from Walmart and walk those couple extra steps. Maybe it's that you've decided to do a little stretching at home. Maybe it's that you've decided that that hip has hurt for just a little bit too long and you go into physical therapy, you get those exercises, you start feeling better. So you can do those walks and you can go on Christmas light trips and do those things.
Get on and off the bus fed better, you know.
Yeah,
something.
It's all about intentionally understanding that by moving, by doing something differently, by not being sedentary, that you will feel better and that that has such a remarkable impact on your health. And that you should know that it's just those small things that can make such a big difference.
Yeah, set the DVR, watch that TV program later, get up and move, do something else.
Yeah, and then so that's our first seminar. That's this upcoming Tuesday. September 19th, we're going to have Dr. Jamie Archer Bennett here, and she's going to talk about a program called See Well for a Lifetime. And so she wants to discuss how your vision is key to so many things in your life, to your independence, to helping us stay active, and then go from there and talk about what issues may arise as you get older. Mm-hmm. How can you combat those? What's normal? What's not normal? When you should see help and when there are things maybe you can do at home. So it's going to be a great little presentation on vision, something we're all really worried about as we get older. And then the third Tuesday, which is September 26th, that is going to be presented by Mindy Henry. Oh. And she'll be talking about palliative care. Mm-hmm. What is palliative care? Why does it matter? And so she's going to focus on why it can make a difference with your loved one who suffers from a chronic illness. And so it's a great informative program. If you don't know what palliative care is, come. Yeah. You're going to find out. There absolutely. And so it's a great time to learn about maybe something new, or you've heard the term a couple times, but you still have no idea what it means, what you can do to take that into your own hands a little bit. So all of these seminars, all three of these Tuesdays, they start at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And so they're completely free. You don't necessarily have to RSVP if you just remember that day. Ooh, it's Tuesday. It's almost 9. They've got something going on at elder care. Come by. If you know you're going to come by, why don't you give us a call?
Yeah.
Let us know. We'll put your name down. Make sure there's plenty of chairs out. We've never run out of chairs before. We'll keep putting chairs in there if you didn't RSVP. So it's up to you which way you want to do it. But again, they're at 9 a.m. at Elder Care. And if you don't know where we're located, we're on 1223 Swan Drive. So that's right by Walmart. And you can call us at 918-336-8500 to either RSVP or ask more questions, or you remember you want to come to one of them but you don't remember the date because we've talked about all three.
What in the world is going on? Yeah. Just give them a call and tell them you want to go to the seminar. They're not going to put your name on a chair, but there will be one that could have your name on it. We'll continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And continuing our time this morning with Elder Care and see what's going on. We've already talked about Open House. That's next Monday. We talked about the series of seminars. It'll be on Tuesdays, but we still got a few more weekdays to talk about. And I'm starting to see the signs already. Some of the national advertising is out there for flu shots, and Elder Care always has a great opportunity for people to go get that flu shot, including the high dose for seniors.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about things you can do every Tuesday in September. Well, you can come get a flu shot any Tuesday in October. I won't say every Tuesday. You shouldn't do that. But any Tuesday
just come
in October.
Once and get a shot.
Exactly. So we will be offering our flu shot clinics like we have done over the past couple years. They're going to be every Tuesday in October. We open our doors at 9 a.m. for the flu shots. We close them at noon so we can take a quick lunch. We go back on at 1 o'clock and close for the day at 4. Mm-hmm. So it gives you lots of time through the day. You can come any Tuesday, whether that's the first Tuesday in October. I want to say that's October, 4th.
sounds right. Let me look it up
something,
here for a while.
Yeah, well, see, I don't. But you can come early or late in the month. It's whatever works best for you.
Okay.
We will be offering the high dose like you talked about. And so we'll have that available for anybody who's interested. So we get a lot of people who come in for the high dose, and that is specifically a flu shot made for people who are 65 or older.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone in town that advertises flu shots, you know, that are quick and easy, have the high dose. So
nope.
If that is something you're interested in, clarify wherever you're going that that is the high dose you're getting and not just a regular dose flu shot. And so what a high dose is it is called Fluzone High Dose, mm-hmm. and it contains four times the amount of antigens. And so that is the main difference between that and a regular shot. And an antigen is what helps your body kind of take in that strain,
yep.
and work better for you.
it's not the live virus. It's kind of what the body produces in response to the live virus. So, you know.
Yes. And so as you get older, those things don't work quite as well like some other things. And so that high dose allows you better protection, longer protection for anybody 65 or older.
First Tuesday in October is the 3rd. 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, and Halloween.
Yeah, so five Tuesdays, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Plus, we also offer a Saturday flu shot clinic. It's not as well known, but it's the last Saturday of September. That's September 30th. And you can come in same hours, 9 to noon and 1 to 4. So if you don't want to come on a Tuesday because you're working or you know you're busy, you can take advantage of that Saturday. It runs just like our Tuesday ones. We have door prizes and popcorn, and we try and make it fun and inviting. And so you can come in and do that. Now, if you don't want the high dose, mm-hmm. You just don't think it's a good idea, you talk to your doctor, they've decided no, I don't think so, you can absolutely get a regular dose flu shot with us as well.
Of course, if you're 65 or older, you're Medicare eligible, and Medicare will take care of the expense on that.
Absolutely. So if you are 65 or older, bring in your Medicare card and your replacement card, whichever one it is, if you have a replacement card, so we can look at that. And then there's no payment due for the high dose or the regular. If you are not 65, you are still welcome to come to Elder Care, get a flu shot. We'll give you the regular dose flu shot, and you can do private pay there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that this year the private pay is $30 for the regular dose.
Sounds like the right ballpark, at least.
Yeah, and a lot of people, what they'll do is they may come in and private pay because it's easier, or they may come in private pay, get a receipt, and then go back to their insurance company and get a reimbursement. You can do that as well. And so the difference this year is we'll be using the quadrivalent flu vaccine for regular. And so that's designed to protect against four different viruses.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's great. So this year we do have the quadrivalent instead of the trivalent.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people ask us that every year. And this year we made the change. So you can either have the quadrivalent regular flu shot or the high dose, any of those flu shot days.
Bonus.
I know. It's wonderful. It's so much fun for me because I get to go and stand in the hallway and greet people and hand popcorn out and show you guys where the flu shots are and remind you to get your insurance cards out, all of those things. But I have a great time because I get to see so many people and chat with them. And, you know, some people come in, they're like, oh, this line is so long. And it might look long, but we do our very best to get you in and out as quickly as possible. And we even help fill out the paperwork. And that's something we like to mention. When you come in, there's no paperwork you're going to have to fill out. And so you don't have to worry about writing or remembering this or that. We're going to help you do that. And so that's a benefit for some people, too, to not have to deal with that.
Sign here and roll up your sleeve.
Pretty much. I mean, that's how it goes. We have great nurses, and they do a fabulous job. And so if you're already looking at flu shots, we will be open first Tuesday in October or that first Saturday.
Last Saturday.
Last Saturday of September. See? I'm not sure that I'm ready for it yet.
It's the Monday holiday thing. Yes.
It is the Monday holiday thing. But we're very excited. And so, again, that's so many opportunities to come see us at Elder Care over the next couple weeks.
Well, yeah, because you start off with Monday with the open house and then Tuesday seminars for three Tuesdays and then another Tuesday for a flu shot.
For flu shots, absolutely.
Then you're almost a regular customer. You might as well go to Daybreak.
You could. You go to Daybreak and come to the Golden Hour in September, too, we talked about, the anniversary one. on the 28th.
Can you just set up a cot for me? I'll just sleep over there.
Absolutely. Anytime. I don't have a problem with it, but I don't close the door, so you'll have to talk with Roddy about that. But if you have questions about any of the things we've talked about, you can find so many of that seminar information or flu shot information on our website. Mm-hmm. And so you can go to www.abouteldercare.org. You can access all of that information on there. You can read about Daybreak. You can read about Golden Opportunities. You can read about our physical therapy
area. No longer requires a doctor's referral. You can just walk right in.
Exactly. You know, you walk right in. We're a little busy, so you might not see someone like right then. But yes, you can walk right in. You don't have to wait for the referral.
But you probably best to call for an appointment. I was being a little facetious.
Yeah, but we are very excited to have direct access to physical care, our physical therapy now. If you don't want to check out our website, you can call us again at 918-336-8500 or stop by Swan Drive and see us. You know, we mentioned physical therapy real quick. During each one of those flu shots that we have, mm-hmm. we offer free balance screening. So while you're there, take advantage of those free balance screenings. They take about 15 minutes and they assess your risk of a fall. I tell people this every year when I see them back at the flu shot clinics. Yeah, I know you were here last year. Yeah, I know you got it last year. But it's like your eye test or mm-hmm. your hearing test. Get it checked once a year. Make sure you're still good.
Yeah, exactly.
So that you have the best life the next year. And if you've gone down a little bit, there's so much you can do to improve that.
Exactly. That's our community connection this morning with Jennifer Ennis. And get your flu shot. Stop by Elder Care. And this is news from the ONN.
...of uninsured people. More serious charges against former State Senator Ralph Shorty of Oklahoma City. A four-count indictment on